The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated guidance this year on how doctors insert intrauterine devices known as IUDs. The focus is on better pain management and preparing the patient for how they might experience that procedure.
WPR's Wisconsin Project gathered stories from patients about the pain they experienced when getting an IUD. Melissa Klassen of Superior was excited to get her IUD a few years ago, and she told her medical provider she could handle painful things.
I've had kidney stones before. Some people describe kidney stones as the worst pain of your life. I have a lot of tattoos. I have a lot of piercings. I said, I can do this. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be fine. And I can confidently say it was the worst pain I've ever experienced.
Melissa's story is just one example of the nearly 20 people who reached out and shared their experiences with WPR.
We now turn to a physician on how to manage the pain of IUDs. Dr. Kara Petrashek is an obstetrician gynecologist at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Dr. Petrashek, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Patients can have a range of experiences with an IUD procedure. What might it be like for your patients when it's most tolerable and then when it's least tolerable?
So for patients in the office, some come in and are very prepared, or maybe they're even having their second or third IUD placed. They know what to expect. And they talk to me through the entire procedure. And at the end, they say, "Oh gosh, are you already done?" And they walk out with a smile on their face. And I think that's the best case scenario. And then there at the other end of the spectrum, there are patients who are very nervous, have maybe never had a sensitive exam done, period, and they're in a lot of discomfort. We need to give them extra time and extra kind of TLC in the office before they even leave because of inner anxiety.
When you talk about time, it's a procedure that might only take a few minutes. Is that right?
Exactly. Usually for me to place an IUD, the actual placement of it itself is 2 minutes or less, the vast majority of the time.
Do physicians know why some patients experience more pain than others?
We can have some ideas. And so a big part of it is whether you've had a pregnancy before and a delivery. And so we know if that cervix has been opened up in that way, it probably is just used to that stretch, which is the same kind of stretch that we need to place the IUD itself. And so most women who have had, especially a vaginal delivery, have less pain and tolerate the IUD placement better. For younger patients, whether it's their age, maybe combined with the fact that they haven't had that delivery experience before, they have more pain. Another is anxiety, underlying anxiety, depression. If people have had a traumatic sexual experience or abuse before. And then their feelings about the IUD placement. We know that people who think it's going to be painful have more pain.
Oh. What does this new CDC guidance say about how doctors should approach IUD procedures with their patients?
The guidance is really telling us to acknowledge pain in a more thoughtful way. And I think all of us clinicians that place IUD have hoped that we've done this, but being even more intentional about discussing, okay, what could this be like? Acknowledging that there is a large variation in what the patient sitting in front of you might feel, trying to glean a little bit more about their expectations and their desires for this experience, and then offering them some of the pain control options that we have available.
Will your clinical approach change at all with the CDC guidance?
I do think that I am even more thoughtful since it has come out about discussing people's options. And part of that is because of the social media campaign that honestly really led to these guidelines. Women are coming in with not only more information, but honestly, sometimes it's more of a negative bias. They're more nervous. They're more anxious about the experience because of what they've seen. And so I want to make sure that they have their options known to them and that they are a participant in deciding what is the best route for pain control for them during this procedure.
And we're going to hear now from one of the patient voices. Ariana Hones told us how she felt after her first attempt to get an IUD in Wisconsin when she was a college student years ago.
I just left that first attempt feeling really like embarrassed and kind of ashamed, like, oh, I couldn't like handle it, and really uncomfortable about just the whole process and feeling like, that I'd somehow like failed to do it versus, you know, were there other options? And that didn't feel like it was ever really a conversation.
Why is it important for patients to be more informed and more prepared for the pain that might come with the procedure?
Because we don't want people to feel like that. Certainly, I never want a person to feel that they are embarrassed or that they failed when they leave my office, because I don't think that of any of my patients. And also, an IUD is a really great option for multiple reasons, whether it's an excellent contraceptive to prevent pregnancy. It can be really great for abnormal uterine bleeding, for some of the endometriosis or pelvic pain conditions that we have for women. So I want them to make sure that they know that it is not only an available option, but one that's not going to be miserable for them to experience.
The medical profession, though, has this history of underestimating and dismissing and minimizing women's pain. How do you think that history factors into what is happening with IUDs, what's unfolding on social media, and this new guidance from the CDC?
I think it absolutely has a huge historical perspective when we think about women's pain through the years, whether it's monthly menstrual cycles to childbirth to IUD placement and beyond. It is our job as the new generation of clinicians to both acknowledge and discuss and make sure that we are also believing our patients when they tell us that they're uncomfortable or embarrassed or in pain, and stopping and saying, okay, what needs to change?
We're talking with OBGYN Dr. Kara Petrochik of Gundersen Health System, talking about the updated CDC guidelines for inserting IUDs, part of the reproductive health care system. Dr. Petrochik, why do patients opt for IUDs as a form of contraception? How would you place it overall in reproductive health care?
The IUD is over 99% effective for preventing pregnancy, and that's its number one use. And it is part of the group of contraceptives that we call LARCs, long-acting reversible contraceptives. So I, you know, kind of joke with my patients, you can set it and forget it. We have IUDs that are good for between 5 and 10 years, depending on the type. And so once it's placed, you can feel confident in your prevention of pregnancy. But more than that, it can be used to significantly decrease the amount and the pain of monthly periods. And then we're also using it to decrease the risk of uterine cancer or to treat some uterine precancers.
The first IUD available in the U.S. was 1964. So for 60 years, these devices have been planted in women in this country. Is the medical community still learning about the full ramifications of IUDs? Is it evolving?
I think that when our newer generations of IUDs came out, so the Paragard copper IUD came out in the 80s and is still in use today, and then the progesterone-based IUDs, the Mirena, the Lileta, Skyla, Kylena, that came out in the early 2000s, are so much better than the IUDs of, like you said, the 60s and the 70s. And so there was this huge learning curve now, and now we've got these really great devices. Maybe there will be more to come in the future, but I am really happy with the options that we have currently for women in the IUD world.
Do you think, are there patients who are avoiding IUDs out of fear of pain, out of fear of what they've learned from other women?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like definitely on a daily, maybe daily basis, I'm trying to encourage women about some of the myths that they've heard about IUD insertion or or complications and trying to review of what a safe and effective option they are.
It makes me wonder, though, because counseling about pain management, I mean, that's standard practice in any medical procedure. And is there has there been a disconnect between patients about this aspect of the medical procedure in IUD placement?
I think one thing that may be helpful to think about is that when IUDs first came out, and even in the early 2000s, they were really marketed towards women who had already had children.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of talked a little bit before about how those women tend to have less pain and an easier IUD insertion overall. And then in the last 10 plus years, they've really been more available to people who have never had a pregnancy, adolescents, just younger women in general, and they tend to have more pain. So I think it was this great expansion of the use of the IUD, but we were still putting it in and talking to women the same way that we did in the early 2000s. And that should have shifted as well.
Hmm. Going forward, do you see a growing use of IUDs in reproductive health care? What does the future hold for the IUD?
Yeah, about 15% of women are currently choosing an IUD as their form of contraceptive, and it keeps becoming more popular. And it's so well tolerated. And like I said, you can kind of that set it and forget it mentality. So I think we'll keep seeing it expand, but we are also seeing other great options for the contraception and abnormal bleeding. And so there's new pills that are coming out. There's patches, there's rings, there's injections. So the field keeps expanding and keeps offering women new options because each person is individual and there is no one thing that works for everybody.
In terms of the procedure itself, some doctors like yourself recommend patients take an over-the-counter pain reliever. How effective is that for reducing some of the discomfort involved?
Well, it's interesting because in studies, taking ibuprofen, which is what my office usually recommends, an hour beforehand does not improve the insertional pain. What we're more trying to do is help with that after insertion crampiness that I had alluded to before. There is one medication, naproxen, that in some studies has been shown to decrease the insertional pain, but traditional over-the-counters are not that helpful with that immediate discomfort.
Dr. Petrochek, as we go forward here in our final moments together, what impact do you think this new CDC guidance will have on the medical community and ultimately on the patients who are receiving IUDs?
I think a lot of patients know the benefit of the IUD and the reason that they want it, and there's a barrier to having it placed. So hopefully this guidance will help break down that barrier and help more clinicians really think about pain as a serious complication and part of the process and discuss it with patients and allow patients to determine what pain control option they want.
Dr. Petrochek, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Kara Petrochek, an obstetrician-gynecologist at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. She was with us to discuss new guidelines from the CDC on pain management for the insertion of IUDs. You can read more about the experience of Wisconsin patients from our digital producer, Jonah Balekas, in his story that is on WPR.org.